Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. We're talking Troy basketball. We got the girls head coach, Derek Jasper, with us, and we always appreciate it. Brought to you by Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. Coach, couple of games to talk about since we spoke last week. Let's go back to Friday, that game against Hiawatha. Hiawatha able to get the win, 40-38. You knew it would be a grind, this Red Hawks team off to a 3-0 start, but take us back to Friday night, and what was the two-point loss?
Yeah, really struggle for us offensively, but you know they have the personnel and the athletes to play their junk defense, and I think they even rotated, you know, a couple, two or three girls taking turns guarding Harper in their box and one. And we didn't play real well offensively, I didn't think, and you know, part of that's on me. We're still trying to figure out what to do. We didn't see a lot of junk last year. We saw some, and our other girls were usually ready to step up if they tried to take Harper out of the game. And this year with the new group, we're still feeling out how to play with Harper, how to play against junk defenses. And I don't think we did a great job, you know, that night, only but 38 on the board. Defense was a little bit better than it was against Hanover, cause we held Hiawatha to 40. I think we even held, the Nelson girl to zero in the first half, but then she got 12 in the second half. And no shame in losing Hiawatha. I told the girls that they're going to be a better team, I think, than even some people expect. And I was kind of proud of the way we kept fighting. It was a grind for sure in that game, but just couldn't come out on top.
Yeah, and you guys got back on the winning track this week last night. You know, a broadcast that was on KNZA. You guys went to Jackson Heights. Harper Wettstein had 26 of her 32 points in the first half. You guys built a 33-16 halftime lead and able to win it 63-41. I kind of want to dive into this one a little bit more, but obviously a good way to get back on track last night.
Yes, for sure. And before we skip totally on from Hiawatha, I was impressed with their sophomore guard, the Williams, that's a sophomore. And then last night,
oh yeah,
I was impressed with another sophomore, Jackson Heights, their post player, the Ammon girl. So two kind of girls that stood out to me in those last two games. But, yeah, last night I thought we were better. They did run some junk defense. They actually mixed up and changed up some defenses, even played us some straight man. And so it kind of kept us off balance a little bit, but thought we did a better job of moving the ball and moving each other. And, you know, Harper, you know, the huge game, huge first half, kind of a quiet 32, if you can ever say that, but 26 in the first half.
Right.
And we turned them over, sped them up a little bit, which we got our defense rolling a little bit. Our defense still wasn't good because I don't like giving up 41, but it was good in the open floor. And I thought, you know, Haley Groff, especially in the second half, did a nice job of finding lanes and, like, attacking the basket for layups when things did spread apart when they were worried about Harper. Allison Grable had 10 points, and if she would have made all the bunnies that she missed, she would have had a career-high 16 or 18. And, you know, I got on her for those, and I'm hard on Allison, but I started doing the stats today, and in the first quarter alone, she was filling the sheet. She had one assist, one steal, one block shot, one charge taken. So we're expecting more out of Allison this year. She has to touch the ball more than she did last year, and she's still kind of learning that. She's turning it over a little bit too much. But still, I think we talked about even last week, if we get two other girls in double figures, I mean, how many games are we going to lose? You know, not many. We get two other double-figure scorers besides Harper, and we got that again last night.
So, well, yeah.
Pretty good bounce back.
Yeah, and I kind of wanted to piggyback off that because you went into my next point. Watching that game last night, I'm very impressed with that sophomore, Haley Groff. I mean, yeah, you mentioned 13 points and her ability, you know, especially in that third quarter, just to kind of get her own shot, knife through the defense, and, you know, has good touch around the rim, you know. Again, only a sophomore. She had double digits in the first game of the year against Valley Falls, and right now you're second leading scorer. So, you know, seeing you guys twice now, I just like the way she's played here early on.
Yeah, she's got a big engine, a high motor. She'll go get it. But again, she's still learning how to play with us, learning how to play with Harper, you know, and trying to feed off that. And sometimes our girls are too focused on, hey, we got to find Harper. We got to find Harper, and we don't look for our own. Or even if we get a rebound, oh, man, where's Harper? We got to outlet it to her. Well, no, you're capable of dribbling it on down the court without her. So let's go. And I think that the more we play together, the better we're going to get. I knew this was going to be a process, but she has some talent. She has some ability, and when she gets things figured out, she's going to be a great player for us.
Got a good league test coming up on Friday. Coach, go to Riverside. Give us your thoughts on that one. You know, they took a top 10 team in 2A and D West, you know, to the brink last night, but they lost that game by one. But good Riverside team. They had a lot of expectations coming in, and they're off to a good start this year as well.
Yeah, and no surprise because, you know, they were young last year. They gave us a whale of a game at their place the second time we played them. Harper went big on them before Christmas last year, but the Duncan girl is one of those players that's capable of staying with Harper. And, you know, they can play some man-to-man defense because she's so good on the ball, kind of a physical girl and got some quickness. So that'll be interesting. Of course, we never know what people are going to do to us defensively, but we'll be prepared for everything. And big game, we go down there, league game too, you know, so very important, and we'll see what happens down there at Riverside, but we're excited about it. We just got to keep getting better each game.
There it is, Derek Jasper, Troy girls basketball coach, joining us. Big win at Jackson Heights last night. They look to keep the momentum rolling Friday night on the road at Riverside. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll do it one more time next week before the break.
You bet. Thanks a bunch.